Create Art Podcast Project End of 2023 Review. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So I'm recording this on Christmas Eve, 2023. So for those of you that celebrate the holiday, either here in the States or across the pond in Europe or Africa or Asia or Australia, wherever you're at, Central America, South America, wherever you're at, I hope you have a great holiday, a relaxing holiday and a memorable holiday. No matter what holiday it is for you, this is just, there's 14 or so major holidays, you know, from November all the way to January. Hey, happy holiday to you, whatever you're celebrating, wherever you're at. And thank you for joining me on Christmas Eve here in 2023. One thing I'd like to do every year is kind of take a moment to look back and see what we've done. And I do say we. I don't mean the royal we. I mean the you and me. See what we've done. So we're going to take a look at three things. First thing we're going to take a look at is the Kickstart Creativity, which we've been doing all year round in 2023. Then we're going to take a look at the guests that we've had on. And then lastly, we're going to take a look at, you know, certain milestones that we hit here in 2023. And then we'll close up with what is 2024 going to look like here for Create Art Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started off right now. So about this time last year, my wife handed me a deck of cards, and you've been very patient with me with this deck of cards, and it's called Kickstart Creativity. And when she gave it to me, I was a little at a loss of words. I was like, wait a minute. I am, you know, creativity. I am inspiration. What is this? And, they're done by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. And, again, links will be in the show notes for it. I can't recommend it enough. If you have an artist that you know, or if you yourself are an artist, get these cards. There's 50 of them, and they work great if you have, I don't know, a group of people that you work with on your projects, or if you work by yourself. I work by myself most times on my projects. Sometimes I collaborate with other people, but for the most part, it's me, it's all me, and that's what it's meant to be. It's me. When I do collaborate, it's usually in the form of interviews for the podcast. So for me, these cards were a lifesaver because I had 2023 all planned out, probably back in November of 2022, of what I was going to do. I had all these ideas of, you know, what was going to happen. And after reading these cards, I knew I had to do the cards for the entire year. And I had to do them every week. So what's happened so far is that I've gotten through most of them, and I'm going to continue through 2024, the beginning of 2024, with these cards. And here's the thing with it. It's done a couple of things for me. One, it turned this from, you know, twice a month maybe to every week. You know, I come in here on Sunday morning and, you know, the kids are asleep. The wife is asleep. Everything is nice and quiet. And I talk to you about, you know, the card that I read for the week. And it's been really eye-opening. You know, I've had to go and do a lot of research into these cards and into these, the subjects, for each and every week. And it felt like getting a brand new master's degree. I don't know, go crazy. And it didn't cost me anything. It was a Christmas gift. So That's one of the joys that I've had all through 2023 is, you know, going through these cards each and every week and, you know, continuing into 2024 and just giving my take on what these terms mean. My family was not an arts family and I missed out on a lot of the things that, it's going to sound weird, but normal artists, you know, get exposed to when they're kids. I missed out on that. My people were not about that life. So, you know, and I'm trying to give that to my kids so that, that way, you know, their artistic, selves can express themselves at an early age and be praised and continued on. You know, this is not a boo-hoo me episode, but you know, that's just the way it was, in my household. So I am glad that I can do this for my kids and I'm glad I can do it for you because, I also teach financial wellness, for my day job. I'm a program manager and one of my programs is financial wellness. And we don't get that kind of education, when we were kids. I have a master's degree and I've had in all my education, I've had one econ class. I think that that's, a travesty and maybe it's a future topic, for Create Art Podcast is, you know, how to handle your finances. I think it's a great topic. Right now I'm taking classes on how to start my own consulting business and you'll see more of that in 2024 and as the years roll on. But, you know, we don't get this education and when we're kids and with the arts and with cuts and budgets, you know, the arts is the first thing to go. The sports is the last thing to go. Because, you know, you have the whole alumni thing going on and people, you know, living in their past glory. Well, with us art kids, it's kind of, it's up, it's done. We're moving on to the next thing. And there's not that much, exploration of what happened in the past, what came before. And, you know, maybe that's another thing, another topic that we can tackle. But for me, you know, giving my kids the opportunity, giving you the opportunity to be exposed to this, and to kind of explain it like a 4-year-old, is really enlightening for me. I always have felt that, if you want to if you truly understand a topic, then you can teach it to somebody that knows nothing about it. And that's what I've tried to do this year is to try to teach you a topic that you may not have had the benefit of, you know, the academic world to explain what's going on with this stuff, with this inspiration, with this creativity. You may have not been exposed to that. I luckily was in my undergrad, and my grad, and especially my grad studies. But before that, I was really flailing around, not knowing what was up and what was down. So I feel honored that you come every week and listen to, you know, my ideas of what these topics are. And like I said, we're going to continue into January. We've got a few more cards to go. Not that many, but, these cards have really deepened my understanding of creativity and inspiration and what it means and all these words that we float around with creativity and art and expression. It really has helped me, as an artist define myself and, you know, get back into certain things. I one of the things I want to get back into, cause I always am watching Bob Ross. I love me some Bob Ross. But, I'm not a huge painter. I paint like a 4-year-old on crack and I say that jokingly, but I mean, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see some of the paintings in the background that I've done, some of the artwork, some of the visual arts that I've done on the background. And yeah, I mean, it's, you know, not hanging in a museum, it's hanging in my basement, but I like it. I like looking at it. And, you know, I can find myself gazing into it and going, oh, that's what I was thinking back then. Okay, great. I'm glad I'm not in that, you know, frame of mind. You know, some of it I'm like, I'm glad I'm not that person anymore. And it shows me my evolution of, you know, where I came from, where I'm at, where I'm going to. So these, you know, Kickstart creativity cards, they're going to help you do that. They're going to help define, you know, these terms that we throw around very casually in the art world. And, I think if we understand it better, and if our audience, if our listeners, if our patrons understand these terms better, then they can better understand us. And I know that's scary for some people. You know, they're going to understand me. They're going to know all my secrets. They're going to know I'm a fraud. You're not a fraud. You know, and we have a lot of things going against us. We have that imposter syndrome. We have that inner critic that is always telling us, oh, we're horrible. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. Guess what? You have at least one person that you know that cares, and that's me. And you should care about your artwork too. So again, you know, the holidays are upon us. If you know of anyone, or if you yourself need that little kickstart, go grab those cards. They are wonderful. Give them a shot. All right, next, I'd like to move on to people that we have talked to this year. And I emailed these folks out, and I let them know, hey, listen, I'm going to do a special episode. I'm going to mention you in this episode. And we had five interviews that happened this year, and I'm setting up for next year for interviews. I have other podcasts that I'm doing interviews with as well. So 2024 is going to start off really busy. But some of the people that we connected with this year, and in no particular order, Peter Daisley is one that we connected with. Had a wonderful discussion with him about photography. Now, I've had other photographers on the show, namely Ashley Hutchins, my tattoo artist, and she recently got married last year, right around Halloween. So congrats, Ashley. But Peter Daisley, wow. I made a connection, a huge connection with him on that, so much so that I've gotten a holiday card from him, and that was totally unexpected. And he has sent me postcards. I love postcards. He sent me numerous postcards from London, and we got connected through a publicity agency. It was great to talk with him about, you know, some of his struggles that he has had, about his long history. And he has a new book out, Monotype, which I'm working through. And I'm going to be talking to him in 2024 about his book of photographs of theaters in London. Now, with podcasting, talking to somebody in London is nothing. It's just there. My 16-year-old self is like, whoa, how did you land that? You know, my inner 16-year-old is just amazed by, you know, half the stuff that I do. And, just talking with him and connecting with him, you know, it's somebody that is doing something that, and I'm very much an amateur. I'm take out my phone, point and click. There you go. I bought a camera just for that episode. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get into photography now. Just talking to him really got me excited about the possibilities of photography and what can be done and the history of it. So, all the links to all the interviews that I did in 2023 are going to be in the show notes there for you. So make sure that you get to the website and do that for yourself. But Peter Daisley, I highly recommend getting his books. He has different, about five or six books out right now. They are costly. I'm not going to tease you on it. They're about $50 each. But I tell you what, you put that on your coffee table, you thumb through it every now and then, and you are just amazed with what this guy can do with a camera. It's astounding. So definitely check out that episode if you're very interested in photography. You'll learn a ton. The next person I want to talk about is Emmy Ferguson, and she's a flautist and here in the United States. And I got hooked up with her, with the same publicist, and we just had a really great conversation on classical music being done and being written today. And what does that mean? I'm a musician myself, but I really love music. Music really fuels a lot of the creativity that I produce. And, with Emmy, funny story, one of my daughters is huge into the flute now, ever since that episode. She heard it and she's like, I want to learn how to play the flute. And I'm like, okay, but you're in karate class right now. You're in chorus right now. I don't want to overload you with stuff. I want to see some consistency from you before we go into flute lessons. So Emmy, if you're listening to this, you have a 9-year-old protege. Okay. She's upstairs asleep right now, but you got a 9-year-old protege. So watch out. Anyhow, with Emmy, we got to discuss, you know, what does classical music look like now? What's the history? And, and some of the history is really wonderful. And she did a book, with Peter and Emmy, they're both represented by Trope Publishing. So definitely check out Trope because they have a lot of great authors there, but, especially these two, Emmy and Peter, just wonderful books that are out there. With Emmy, she's talking about women in classical music. And, you know, when I went through classical music, I was playing tuba in high school, and I took a intro to classical music in college because I thought, oh, this would be an easy A. And that prof really taught me the history of classical music, really opened my eyes to a bunch of other people that I never heard of. But Emmy is opening my eyes to women in classical music that I never heard of. And I think that's, you know, again, one of the great things of podcasting is I can meet these people and I can have you meet these people and we can both learn a great deal information. We can have a deeper appreciation for stuff that we already love. So give that episode a try for yourself. Next one I want to talk about is Elizabeth Mikatowicz. With her, I learned how to say her last name. I was like, I am not going to screw this last name up. But Elizabeth has a very inspiring backstory, and she is very passionate about social justice, and her art reflects that. And, you know, when the chips are down, when everything is taken away from you, she has art, and that's how she thrives. That's how she goes through her day. And she's, you know, she has had one hell of a story, one hell of a life, and just the positivity that she brings, the excitement that she brings to every interview, not just the interview that I had with her, which was a wonderful interview. We had a great time talking with each other and all that, but just hearing that everything that she's gone through and she's still standing. And I really salute that. And I applaud that. And it makes me want to be that resilient. It makes me want to go, listen, you know, your problems, Tim, are not as big as Elizabeth's. But, you know, we all have our own path to follow, and we all have our own destinies and all that. You have your own. It led you here to this podcast, and I have my own. It's led me to a different podcast and all these people that I've interviewed. So take a listen to, if you need some inspiration, if you need a good, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself kind of thing, listen to Elizabeth's episode, and you'll really understand. The next person I want to talk to comes from Canada, Ashton Rodenheiser. Oh my gosh, Ashton, I'm sorry, Rodenheiser. Boom. So I met her through Podmatch, which is it's a platform where podcaster hosts and guests can connect with each other and get on shows. Highly recommend that. I've actually become a paying member of Podmatch, and I'll have affiliate links in 2024. But again, we'll talk about 2024 in a little bit. But Ashton was just a delight to talk with. She is just, nothing can get her down. she's one of those people you just want to hang out with because she's so positive. And she does, she goes to live events, and she does these sketches, these live sketches, live event sketches. And this is something that I'd heard of in the past, but I didn't know anybody that really did it, and met up with her and her bubbly personality, and she's making a living at doing that. And I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool. You know, she doesn't have the time to sit in her studio and just, you know, oh, woe is me, or oh, there's a blank canvas here, what am I going to do? She is in the public eye. She's sitting in there making drawings, making notes, and making it for the people there, and making it easier for folks to understand the topics that are being discussed in those meetings. So hats off to Ashton on that, and go Canada. And she wrote a beautiful review of the show, and she sent me a wonderful postcard that I have right here on my desk. So every time, you know, I'm feeling a little bit down or something like that, I look on over, see her smiling face sitting on a pile of logs, and go, hey, she's having a good time. I should be having a good time. So let's rock it out. Last person I want to talk about is Gray Coots. He is a graphic designer and a painter, and he does a lot of contemporary work. I wouldn't call it surrealist, but some real modernist, contemporary, maybe avant-garde. He doesn't get bogged down in form. It's really formless. And then his energy paintings, where you can sit with him and he's going to paint your portrait, but not in the way that you would think. He's going to paint the emotion. He's going to paint the vibe that he gets off of you. He's going to sit there and interview you and talk to you for a minute, and then knock out the painting, and there you go. What better thing can you do for yourself than to, you know, get somebody to kind of look at you and talk with you and focus their energy and their attention on you, and then put it on a canvas, or put on a canvas while they're getting to know you. That's amazing. And Gray is just, again, very positive guy. You should go check out all his links and check out the interview. Really enjoyed having that conversation with him. He's in LA. So he's a Boston guy. He moved out to LA, and just real salt of the earth kind of guy. And, very, very accommodating, and wants to help everybody out and really spread the word of the artwork that he's doing. So definitely check. I've been blessed with these five folks. And you know, we're friends on social media. We're always liking each other and, you know, putting, you know, comments in each other's social media. So definitely check out Gray, and I think you're going to be amazed with his work. I think you're going to feel as I felt about it. All right, so let's get on to the next thing about where are we going to go. With 2024, again, we're going to finish out the Kickstart Creativity. So we've got just a few more episodes to go on that, and we'll be fine. I've got about three interviews already lined up for 2024. All three artists, all three different kinds of artists. I've got a rapper coming on, and I have two writers coming on. So, and one of the writers is a art teacher as well. So we're going to be talking a lot of art in 2024, hence the name Create Art Podcast. Come on now. So we already have that going for us there. Another thing I'm going to be doing, I've toyed around with the idea of, is to be doing projects that are low cost, low time, so under $100, under 3 hours, and just little projects that you can do. There are going to be about 20, 23 of them. But projects that you can do that I'm going to be doing with you. One of the things that I've discovered this year is I've done paint by numbers, and I've done diamond painting, which is kind of putting these little stones by number and by color and all that. And I've really enjoyed that. And one of the painting things that I've done, I think it's called Paint Van Gogh, is they'll do a video and you'll paint with the person, you know, right there in the video. And it won't be a paint by numbers thing. You'll have a blank canvas and they'll tell you what colors to mix and what colors to use. And then boom, at the end of an hour, you've got a painting. So that's what I was looking for in 2024. Is I was like, well, what am I going to do in 2024? And I was looking at my podcast numbers, and I saw that when I was doing projects a few years back, a lot of people really enjoyed them. And I really enjoyed it because it gave me a bunch of art around my house. I had to clear some of it out because I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? So that's what I'm going to be doing in 2024 is, finishing up Kickstart Creativity, doing some interviews, and then doing projects. Naturally, we'll do the National Poetry Writing Month in April, and we'll do the National Novel Writing Month in November. Speaking about those two programs, Poetry Month went really good. I did episodes every day and shared them with you, and got a bunch of great poems out of it. National Novel Writing Month didn't go as good. I got sick, and that's okay. That happens, you know. And this is just the world that we live in right now. Things happen. Got sick, so knocked out a couple of weeks where I couldn't work because I was so sick. But I went to weekly episodes, which I liked doing. And I'm still working on the novel. I got up to 15,000, 17,000 words in the novel, and I really like the concept of the novel. So I think what I'm going to be doing is still doing National Novel Writing Month, but I'm going to cheat a little bit and, you know, get back to work on it in the new year and just create those episodes throughout the year. So that way, when National Novel Writing Month hits, I have something for you. We're going to try to do it every day, but I'm going to be recording and doing those episodes earlier in the year, not necessarily during November, because, you know, life gets in the way. What else am I going to be doing in 2024? Well, I'm going to be doing a couple of podcast conferences, and it's going to be Podcast Movement in August in DC of 2024, and then Resonate down here in Richmond, and that'll probably be in November of 2024, like it was this year. Now, why am I telling you about these conferences? Well, the reason why I'm telling you about these conferences is because I want to encourage you in whatever discipline that you're in to go to conferences about your artwork, you know, craft shows. Maybe there's meetups locally in your area. But building that community in person, online community is fine, but building that in-person community, that in-person community that, that you need to really get inspired and to really push you and to develop your audience. That's what I'm going to be doing this year as well. So I'm going to be working towards being more in the public eye. And that probably means starting a new podcast. Not 100% sure that I want to do it yet or not, but I am thinking about doing another podcast called Fredericksburg Art Podcast, and that will be featuring artists from Fredericksburg or living in Fredericksburg and doing art here and really you know, getting into my local community. So I'm playing around with the idea. I'm pitching it to folks that seem really excited about it. So I think that we might have another podcast, which would put me up to 11. Oh my gosh. But that podcasting is really becoming my art form now. So just embrace it and go with it and have fun with it. That's what I think. Anyhow, that's what 2024 is going to be looking like. So we're going to have start off with Kickstart Creativity, have some great interviews, and we're going to do some projects. And I'm probably going to go to every other week instead of every week after I get done with Kickstart Creativity. But we'll see how it goes. I have about 64 projects. 46 projects that we could do. But I'm going to do about 20 to 23 just to not burn myself out. And plus, it costs money to do these projects. So I've got to fund that. So that's what we're going to do with that. Some milestones that we hit. Well, I hit episode 250 with Create Art Podcast this year, which I'm very excited about. 250 episodes. We're well over that now. And that is also incorporating episodes rebroadcasts from my old show, KDOI, Chemo's Den of Iniquity podcast. But 250 episodes is most podcasters don't get past episode 10. So with me hitting 250, wow, there's a lot to go through. There's a lot to binge on. So definitely check out previous episodes and, you know, let me know what you think, what worked for you, what didn't work for you. Well, at this time, I want to encourage you to plan out whatever you're going to do in 2024. You don't have to, you know exactly week by week what you're going to do. I don't have it planned out week by week what I'm going to do in 2024. But over the next few days, knowing me, I'll be planning it out. And my wife will just roll her eyes and go, that's just what he does. So I'll lock myself in a room, get it all planned out in about an hour, maybe two, and come back out and go, okay, this is what we're going to do. I haven't done that yet, mainly because, you know, holidays and, you know, taking care of kids and wife and people being sick, you know, just taking care of life as it happens. So. But look for 2024 to be another wonderful and busy year. And I can't wait to do it with you. And I can't wait to see what you create. So it's at that time where I need to go ahead and let you go. And I've got to get upstairs and hang out with my kiddos for Christmas Eve. We're going to do some presents and we're going to make some Rice Krispie treats. And then I think we're going to go look at lights and drink some hot cocoa in the car and just have a good evening. And I have some good fellowship and some good times. So wherever you're at in the world, I hope you have a great holiday season, a memorable one, a relaxing one. And I definitely want to hear from you in 2024. You can reach out to me. Email is at timothy@createartpodcast.com. You can grab me there. I want to know what the show is doing for you. If you like it, if you don't like it, if it's not a five-star podcast, I want to know what's going to make it a five-star podcast. Is the intro too long? Am I talking too much? Am I not talking about what you want me to talk about? Is what I'm saying not relevant to you? Or maybe is kind of relevant, or maybe it's totally relevant to you. I want to make this the podcast that you go to when you need some inspiration, when you need some creativity, when you need that spark. I want this to be that podcast that you have. And I also want it to be the podcast that you refer your friends to. And so that way they can get inspired. And that way they can tame their inner critic and create more than they consume. Just saying, it's a great gift. It's a great gift. Doesn't cost you anything. All right. Well, like I said, I'm going to let you get back to your day. I'm going to get back to mine. I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, and go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.